Groundwater is really water that sits underground, and a lot of people think of it as an underground lake, but it actually flows. So I guess a better analogy would be it's an underwater river, and it might be 5 meters below the ground surface, it might be 50 meters, it might be 250 meters below the surface.
How do we get the groundwater to the surface?
Well, there are three ways. The first is sometimes groundwater naturally discharges into rivers and streams. And so what we see as a river and stream is often groundwater. Another way is to sink a bore. And a lot of pastoral industry and landowners drop a bore into the groundwater and pump the water out.
And that's where the term bore water comes from.
That is where bore water comes from. And it's used by a lot of people to irrigate crops. It's used by a lot of people to water their cattle, for example, all across arid and semi-arid Australia.
What's the percentage? Do we know the percentage of water use in Australia that comes from groundwater?
Now, I should know the answer to that, but off the top of my head, I don't. But it varies a lot region to region. Perth, as a city, I think has about 60% or 70% of its drinking water is actually accessed from the bores, from the groundwater.
Is it drinkable?
In a very large number of cases, it's very high quality water. In some cases, it's got salt in it, so you have to remove the salt.
Where does this groundwater actually come from?
So groundwater is recharged through rainfall, but there are some places where the rainfall falls and will go into groundwater relatively quickly, but in some places the rainfall is collected by the soil and never reaches the groundwater because vegetation uses it or it simply runs off site.
So is bore water a sustainable resource? Does it refill?
So that's a really good question, and it does refill, but it can take a very long time to refill. Groundwater in some places is many, many, many thousands of years old, and that tells us we're actually mining water that fell many thousands of years ago. So it can be used sustainably. Unfortunately, across a lot of Australia, it is not being managed sustainably, and we're taking it out far faster than it has been replaced.
If you say we're using groundwater unsustainably, is that just humans taking more than is being put back into
it? That's exactly the point, yes. And we are using it. And if you look across many states of Australia, the pressure in some groundwater systems is dropping. And if the pressure is not dropping, the level of the groundwater, so the depth of the groundwater, is increasing. So it is getting harder and harder to extract because we're taking it out too quickly.
What are we doing to manage groundwater?
One of the things that's been done, it's a federal initiative, and that is to cover the pipes and the conduits that we use to move groundwater around, and that reduces the evaporation and reduces the losses. And we're putting caps on bores and stopping them free flowing, because there's a lot of free flowing groundwater and that just evaporates and gets wasted. And also we're starting to put meters on groundwater bores so we can actually measure how much different people are taking out.
What does happen if we use too much groundwater? Talking about in nature, not for humans.
Well, in nature, you'll see streams drying up. You'll see river flows drying up. You'll see some of the Great Artesian Basin spring mounds drying up. And we're already seeing that across Queensland and other states. So we will see changes in the vegetation structure. We will see mortality in forests. We'll see changes in the ecosystem health because we've taken the major resource that they need, which is the groundwater.
You mentioned we're already seeing this in Queensland. Is it going to get worse across Australia, or have we picked up this problem in time?
I think we've made great strides, great positive steps forward for managing groundwater. So I'm cautiously optimistic, as the phrase is, and I think we are far better at managing our groundwater extraction. And it's now in the legislation that if you extract groundwater commercially, you have to show that you're not going to damage ecosystems. So I think we're doing much better than we did 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago.
For a city like Perth, who you said 60 to 70% of the population is reliant on groundwater for drinking.
Yep.
Will we be able to sustain a growing population in Perth with a reliance on groundwater?
Ooh, that's a tough question. It is possible that we can't sustain a very large population increase. If you look at what's happened in Western Australia, there's been a significant decline in rainfall and there's been a significant increase in extraction in groundwater. We're probably at the point where there's not a lot of scope left for increasing the population base of Western Australia.
What do we do in that case? Where does Western Australia get their water from?
Well, they have, of course, invested in a desalination plant. So you can take seawater, take the salt out and create an awful lot of fresh water for drinking. It is, of course, very expensive and very energy intensive process.
Australia isn't the only place that's reliant on groundwater. How are we managing it in other countries?
Well, it's highly variable. I know for a fact that, for example, northern China has got a real problem with its groundwater. The groundwater depth there has been increasing 30, 40, 50, 60 metres, so it's getting harder and harder to extract. They have come to the realisation they have to manage their groundwater better. Other places, America has a similar problem. It flows into some of the biggest rivers in America are being affected by over-extraction. The Rio Grande is a classic example.
And does mining have any impact?
It can have a major impact because a lot of mining activities will intersect. That means they will cut through an aquifer. And what that means is the groundwater will fill the mine up. And obviously they won't allow that to happen. So they have to pump the water out to keep the mine dry. And that water is often then discharged, possibly inappropriately. So mining can have an impact on groundwater. They also use a lot of water in the cleaning process.
You said you're cautiously optimistic about Australia's groundwater usage. Looking forward 50, 100 years, will we still have groundwater?
Oh, undoubtedly we'll have groundwater. Undoubtedly, there's a lot of it there. The question is, to what extent can we manage it better and be more efficient in its use? And I think we are getting better every year. We are doing things much, much more smartly.
Is there anything else we can be doing?
One of the key questions we need to answer is just how sensitive are groundwater-dependent ecosystems? And I think at the moment, we're not very good at answering that fundamental question. What do ecosystems do when you take groundwater away? So I think we need to see a lot more effort going to understanding and answering that question.